Report, Chicago schools train teachers that sex not rooted in biology, and to hide preferred pronouns from parents. By Brecken F. Teese on January 28, 2022. A mandatory teacher training program in Chicago public schools, CPS, claims that sex is socially constructed and threatened disciplinary measures for staff who would not use a student's preferred gender pronouns, multiple teachers told Fox News. The slideshow titled Supporting Transgender, Non-Binary, and Gender Non-Conforming Students instructed teachers that everyone has multiple overlapping identities, and that gender and sex are socially constructed, meaning they've been created and enforced by the people in a society. One slide cites prolific critical race theorist Kimberly Crenshaw in its discussion about intersectionality. Discussing a student's transition with their parent or guardian without the student's explicit consent is not permitted. The training continues, requiring teachers to keep vital mental health information secret from parents. As Breitbart News's Dr. Susan Berry reported, parents in Florida have filed a lawsuit against their daughter's school district after months of secret gender affirmation meetings with a school counselor that ultimately led to the 12-year-old attempting suicide at school twice in 2 days. As the Child and Parental Rights Campaign Incorporated points out, school activists are threatening parents to consent to these treatments or their children will commit suicide. But CPS insists that disclosure of this kind can create an unsafe situation for the student, according to the slides reviewed by Fox News. Parental consent is not required for a student name, gender marker, or pronoun change. The most unethical aspect of my career as a teacher in Chicago is looking at a parent and using a different name and gender for a student than what the student is using at school with dozens of teachers and hundreds of classmates, one CPS teacher told Fox News. The way that transgenderism and pronoun usage is celebrated within CPS doesn't reflect just acceptance, tolerance, and affirmation. The teacher went on to explain that CPS actually encourages different pronoun usage among students, and students know they will be given special attention if they do so. There is a celebratory feel surrounding it that prods students towards different pronoun usage and gender identities that they know will earn them special attention and congratulatory remarks from the adults in their world. The Chicago Public Schools, CPS, works to provide students with a high-quality, equitable education, in a welcoming and inclusive learning environment, CPS told Fox News in a statement. To uphold these values, all CPS staff must take the supporting transgender, non-binary and gender non-conforming students training. This training was developed and tailored to school staff and is not shared with students. Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.